Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Hello, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and Wednesdays are our favorite day because that means we get a new episode. I hope everybody is doing super well. If you're listening and tuning in for this week's episode, it has been so much fun having so many guest episodes come out for you guys. I've been just reeling over here saying, oh, I can't wait for everyone to listen and to just tap into these conversations I've been able to have. Lauren and Heidi's episode were so much fun, and really just been on cloud nine with this podcast. And again, thank you all for listening and tuning in. I hope you've also been enjoying all of the episodes. For today's episode, I thought it would be really fun to do a March wellness favorites, just kind of give a little bit of a fun mix-up episode to share some of my favorite things that I've been loving, obsessions. I'm going to go through 4 different categories, so recipes, workouts, self-care, and beauty, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of an update and have a cool and fun episode. You've heard it here first. We're going to do a little bit of a fun and games segment. If you're new to the podcast, this is where I say a fun or a positive from the week, like a fun and gain, going on the play of the name of this podcast. And you guys, we have an update for you, which is so exciting. We are pretty much a month out from closing on a new house. We got a house, which I am so incredibly excited about. As soon as we walked in, I knew immediately that this was the one. And Darian and I both had like the same confirmation, which is funny because we were going in such a different direction. We were going in a new build, and the new build was definitely a lot larger and it had a lot more space. And that's really what we thought we wanted. But when we walked into this house, we just knew it spoke to us so much. And it is just such a cute little house. I can't wait to bring you guys along in the homeowner era. The fact that I am so close to finally being in a house and being in Florida, I cannot wait to be a beach bum, you guys. I feel like you have not known truly how much of a beach bum I am, and my soul has just been craving this and the sunshine. And you're gonna be like, wow, Brittany, you're a totally different person. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, I've been in survival mode. I have been holding on the fort. I've been supporting. I've been sacrificing over here. Darian and I both have, for the greater good, like his journey in CRNA school. We knew for, it's been 10 years, like we've been on this journey together. We started dating while he was in nursing school. I've been there. He's been working so hard toward this goal. We are both so excited for it to almost come to a close. We've been in school, I feel like, for a majority of our relationship, undergrad, nursing school, and now grad school with the CRNA school. So we are just beaming with excitement and just joy. And I cannot wait for this next chapter to bring you all along with just how life is going to change for the better and just be so incredible. I have so much excitement in this place that we're going to live and in the house. So we're going down, Vinny and I are going down to close in a couple of weeks, and I cannot wait. So that is a huge fun and gain. Things are wrapping up. You guys have literally been here through all of it. And I feel like I keep talking about it because it is just so monumental for us when you have sacrificed so much for an end goal. Like a lot of times, especially when it comes to medicine, it is such a long process. And I know a lot of other career paths, it is the same way where you have to do undergrad and then intern and then go to grad school. And like, I know that a lot of career paths can be quite extensive and long going through that process and programs, but to finally be at the tail end of it, it is so exciting. And I just am encouraging you guys, if it seems a little bit daunting, whatever career path you want, because you're gonna have to make a lot of sacrifices. Maybe it's gonna be a crazy couple of years while you're trying to attend undergrad or grad school, or you want to be a lawyer, or you want to be a doctor, or whatever it is that you want, but you know it's a longer career path. If that is what you want, it will be worth it. It is going to be so tough during a lot of those times. There's plenty of times where Darian and I are looking at each other like, oh my gosh, what have we gotten ourselves into? But now that we are at the tail end of it, genuinely, Darian graduates in a month and a week. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. Like, we made it. And I just want to pass that along to you guys that it is worth it to pursue whatever career path that is for you. So, fun and gain of the week. Oh my gosh. In a month's time, you guys, I'm going to be like podcasting to you from Florida. Oh my gosh, in our new house. And Darian is out of school and then we don't ever have to talk about it again. And it's like, oh my gosh, maybe we'll do a recap of like how we survived CRNA school and like me single parenting and working and like craziness. Maybe if you guys are interested in that, I would love to do an episode with Darian when everything's over and he's passed boards. Let me know if that's something you would be interested in. But in hopping into today's episode for March Wellness Favorites, I'm going to start with recipes. And I feel like if you know Darian and I, we both love food. We are massive foodies. We love to cook. We love to go out to eat. We love it. And I never thought I would marry someone who enjoyed food and cooking and even cooking shows as much as I did. Like, I was so shocked when like I would be watching the Cooking Channel or I would be watching like a documentary about pizza or like Chef's Table off Netflix. And Darian is so invested and into it, and Top Chef and like all of the cooking shows. I am very picky on which ones to watch. Like, I don't like ones that are so unrealistic, like MasterChef. That's just so unrealistic and I'm not into it. But I love Top Chef. I love other cool shows like Chef's Table, and there's a ton of those on Netflix. But I love that. And even on our honeymoon, Darian and I would watch Chopped. Like, why? Why was that the show that we picked at night? I don't know. But that's something fun about us, is that we love food. We love cooking. We both kind of wish we had more time to be able to cook all the time together, because we like to do it together. But that's going to change soon, where we got all the time in the world. I'm so excited. So, for recipes, I feel like I'm always getting inspiration from something and always adding my own spin. I wouldn't say crazy like this. Oh, I'm so crazy, but I don't measure anything, guys. So it's hard for me to always share a recipe, because I'm like, I just give you the ingredients that I use and I just like whip it up and it always comes out so good. But I don't really ever measure. So I don't know how to always give exact measurements. So I am sorry and I apologize about that in advance. Recipe one is going to be this chicken orzo recipe little thing going on. So first I saute the chicken and I use lemon pepper and like garlic salt, and I saute it nice and good, like pan sear it over the stove. Then I make this kind of sauce, and you can make it thick, you can make it thin, like that is up to you. But instead of using chicken stock, Darian's been getting this like bone broth that he finds at Trader Joe's, and it is jam-packed with protein, and it does the same thing as like chicken broth would, but it just has so much protein. So I've been using that as kind of a base for this sauce, and I will just basically saute a shallot, which is like a mini onion. I will use a little bit of garlic, and then I wilt down spinach and tomatoes. You can use sun-dried tomatoes if you prefer that flavor profile. They're like a little bit sweeter. You can definitely use that too. And then for the sauce, I will just cook that down. Like, I will saute all of that together, the veggies. Then I will pour in a lot of the chicken bone broth. Like, again, I don't know, just a ton. And I will pour in the orzo. Again, I don't measure, but the orzo cooks in the bone broth. And again, if I need more, because if I want it to be more saucy, I just add a little bit more into there. And it just turns out so good. And then I mix it all together, top it with a little Parmesan cheese. And I will add a splash of milk into that as well to make it a little more creamy. And that is the dinner. I will like to top it with basil, some fresh lemon. 10 out of 10, such a delicious recipe. Quick, a good go-to, and it's a good way to eat chicken because sometimes chicken gives me the ick. So this is a good way to do it. I like anything with sauce. So good. And Darian is so into sauces. So he's always like, Brittany, make a good sauce. And it always turns out so good. I've already shared my ramen recipe that I love, like my noodle bowl inspired one. I think that's in the report episode. So that is a go-to that I still am constantly making. So I'm going to say another one, which is really quick. And this is like as basic as it gets for a meal. And it's something that like I haven't had in years. So I'm currently obsessed with it and very, very fixated on it. And it just always tastes so good. So I just make basically spaghetti. It is something like I've never really made ever, but I don't know what it is about the tomato sauce. Like I love Rao's tomato sauce. I am a stan. I will die with that sauce. Like bury me in it. I could eat a whole jar just cold. Like I love Rao's marinara sauce. It is so delicious. So what I do to help it just be protein packed is I will just ground beef. I do like the, what is it, like 96.4 or 95.5 ground beef, which is also something new. I usually do ground turkey, but I've recently switched to ground beef and I still intermingle both. I do a mix, but when I was, you know, trying to help with my blood, just trying to get my iron up, I started having a lot more beef. And for me, it's been working great because I've loved it. So I love to have beef sometimes. And I will just ground that up with a little bit of shallot and seasoning, like Italian seasoning, salt, pepper, garlic, salt, a little bit of paprika sometimes. And then I cook the, I think they're banza noodles, like the protein chickpea noodles. They are so good. They are so good. So it's basically just a protein packed bowl with amazing Rao's tomato sauce. And like I genuinely eat like the whole bowl. Like I will eat like 3/4 of that pound of meat with a huge serving of pasta. I don't know why. That's just been my kick right now. And it takes me like 10 minutes to make. So if you're trying to find a quick meal that's good on protein, have that. And then I will normally have like a veggie on the side. So like saute zucchini or broccoli or microwave peas or something to make sure I'm still getting a vegetable. But that is so quick for me to have a lunch, dinner. I'm always eating that as well, which I feel like that's so basic, but I've been so hyper fixated on those three meals. Like that is what I'm rotating around right now. And tuna and crackers with cucumber, like that's my go-to. Like I'm just constantly eating that. And that's that. I'm going to throw in a fun one here for you. It's going to be my homemade bread. So I got a Dutch oven for Christmas and I've been making my own bread, not sourdough yet, although I did just find a friend who has their own sourdough. So I do need to make at least like one batch of sourdough before I move. Hopefully I can remember to ask her for like a little bit of a starter and try to make my own sourdough. That would be amazing. But I just make my own homemade bread. It's just like a Dutch oven, no knead bread, very simple, very basic, classic, rustic loaf of bread. It is the most simple and foolproof bread recipe you can have. You really can't mess it up when it comes to bread. So I think that's pretty fantastic, especially if you like want to start with trying to make your own bread, but you don't really know how to. This isn't sourdough. This is just regular, like classic rustic loaf. So you're going to start with warm water and you're going to want it to be about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It could be a little more or a little less, but try to have it around that and just make sure you don't go above 110 degrees. Fahrenheit, or you'll kill the yeast. So after you have the nice warm water, you're going to have a cup and a half of that. You're going to add a packet of yeast. I use instant or active dry, but I normally use instant, I think. And then I put in a half tablespoon of salt. You're going to mix that together and dissolve, and then you're going to add the flour. So you add 3 1/4 cups of flour all at once. You're going to stir it in until it's smooth and everything is pretty much uniformly wet. You're going to then let it raise for 2 hours. You can have it rise for even longer than that, but at least 2 hours. And then you put it in your Dutch oven and you bake it. Like, that is as simple as it gets. You can score the top so the bread gets really crunchy. No. It's so good though. We just had like a St. Patrick's Day get together with some of Darian's friends before we leave, and I made the homemade bread, and she made like an Irish stew. The wife made an Irish stew, and it was, oh my gosh, it was so good. Speaking of, I need to get that recipe. But you do, when you're cooking in the Dutch oven, I do put the Dutch oven in the oven, put the heat to 450, like let it heat up, come to temperature with the preheat, and then I keep it in there for like 20 minutes, and then I will add the bread like on a piece of parchment paper and bake it. So that's how I make my classic bread. I have shared the recipe before. I can share it again with you guys. It's from someone else shared it. I don't know who, where exactly, but it's so good, foolproof, and I've made it a ton of times. So that's a fun recipe if you want to try to make your own homemade bread. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Next up are workouts. Yeah, I love the gym. If you're new, like, I love the gym. You'll find me most often at the gym. I love the gym so much I built my own that now I have to sell everything inside, all the equipment I have to sell. And I'm like a little bit stressed about that on top of everything going on in my schedule. But it's going to be fine. It's going to be good. And we do have an event coming April 13th, you guys. It's a Saturday. So if you're local, you want to come swing by, do it. I'm going to be giving away some fun extra items that I have, and it's going to be a good time. So April 13th, mark your calendars for that day. It's a Saturday. And when it comes to workouts though, something new that I've been doing is abs. Do I ever work abs? No, but I have been doing abs, and I think I'm going to make it a new program actually in my app, because I have been loving what I do, and I kind of want to like do this together, like have it be a challenge where we're doing it together. So I will just do 100 reps of abs. That's quite literally all I do, and it's so great. Like, I have loved it. I feel like my core is a lot stronger. It just makes me feel proud that I'm not skipping it anymore, and because it's something I hate to do after my workout, but I love it and it's been feeling great. And it's something where like I will just count to 100 and just do 100 reps of whatever abs I feel like doing that day. And I love it. Truly, I do. The next one is a sauna. So I put this in workouts, even though this could go into the self-care category, but the sauna is at my gym. So I put it in this one. And I feel like I am getting a lot of questions because I go to the sauna so much in my gym now. This used to be something I didn't do. I think when it's cold, I also just love to be in the warmth. I am a warm summer beach baby. That's how I am. Even though I've been living in a cold place for the past 3 years, I am in love with the sun, in love with the beach, warm, hot. Let me sweat in humid, dry heat. I don't care. If I'm sweaty, I'm kind of happy. I know that's a little bit weird. I truly love it. I feel like it's a warm hug. Like, bake me in an oven. My showers are to the hottest temperature everywhere I go. Like, I just like it. And Darian cannot shower with me because his water's too cold. He goes right up in the middle. I am all the way to the hot. Like, without even questioning it, cranking it all the way to the hot. Like, I guess there's two type of people, right? Burn my skin. I love it. It doesn't actually burn my skin. Like, I'm not hurting myself with this. Okay. But I do. That's just a little bit about me. But I've been saunaing with a book and I love it. Again, kind of goes to self-care because that is like my me time. I love my sauna time. Sometimes I'll do like 10 minutes if it's really hot. Sometimes the sauna is hot and I can only do 10 minutes at a time. I'll go out for 5 minutes and then back in. But I normally don't do more than 20 minutes. And I know some people are like, an hour? What? I cannot know. Like, I think 20 minutes, perfect. More than that, count me out. So I love doing the sauna. I love to read or just listen. No, I really just read. What am I talking about? I love to read or listen to music. No, I really love to just read my book. And I'm doing an audio book right now. I'm doing Iron Flame. So I did listen to Fourth Wing and then Iron Flame, the second book. I then re-listened to Fourth Wing again. And now I'm re-listening to Iron Flame again. I don't know. They're like my comfort books. I love them so much. They are a tiny bit spicy. So if you don't like spice, just fast forward. It's really not too bad. And I know Hoopla has a free version of, if you just have like a library card, you can get Fourth Wing for free. And they have the graphic audio reading. So it's basically a movie for your mind. Like, there's a cast of like 20 people and each character has their own voice. And instead of it being like delivered, like they will deliver the lines the way that the book says. So if it's like, oh, I'm running and talking, like you hear the person running and talking, like you hear the little footsteps, and then like during a storm, you like hear the storm in the background. I don't know how to explain it. It's really cool. Again, has a little bit of spicy scenes. Fast forward through those if you're not into that. I just like want to disclose that. It's nothing like Colleen Hoover, but just for your timid ears, if there's any young teens listening, just know that. So those are the books I'm reading right now, rereading. Will I read them again? Probably. I don't know. I'm in this phase. I love it. I love the books right now. And I have a couple friends here who are the ones who are like, you have to read Fourth Wing. And finally I did. And I'm like, wow, best book ever. The first half of Fourth Wing is like the best that I listened to on Hoopla. Like, that was, I could not put it down. It's so good. So getting back to the sauna, I will sauna before and after sometimes. Like, I will do both sometimes just to warm up, get all cuddly, warm, start a sweat. And I love that. It's my me time. So it's a little bit of the workout, a little bit of self-care. When it comes to workouts and favorites too, though, I really want to sit down and kind of rework my split. I've been needing to do that, of assigning things of what do I want to do? Kind of want to write a new program around a new split, but I know things are going to change once I move. So I'm kind of like, okay, let's just get through this next month and then things will look different next month. But I have definitely wanted to start running again as well as lifting, like lifting priority always. But I just know I'm going to want to be outside and just be active in Florida. So we'll see how the workout split and kind of writing a new program around that. Look forward to that. And I just realized I never published the Beginner and Advanced 2.0 on my app. So definitely need to do that. That's on top of the priority list, actually. Let me get that to you guys ASAP because we've had that in the app for a while. I need to just go through and recheck that. But yeah, I want to kind of rework my workout split. I've just been really falling back in love with the gym, and I would just say it's my favorites. I'll say new gym fits really have helped. Gymshark's been dropping so many fire things, and I know that my code always gets you 10% off, but I think right now it gets you 20% off because they're doing like a friends and family sale. And I have so many new favorites. I'm just going to list them, and I've been sharing them on my Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know. And I did film like a mini haul for YouTube. If you're a YouTuber, I need to get that video up. I need to edit that on my to-do list as well. So the Gymshark halter bra, absolutely fire. Your whole back is out. It's good in support. It is so flattering. I wore that today to the gym for my lower body day. I'm obsessed. That is my new favorite bra of all time. You need to get it. It comes in red, black, and I think it also comes in white. They need to release it in every color because that's my go-to. The second one that I am also obsessed with and need it in every single color is the Back Gain bra. This one is so strappy and flattering on your back. I've also posted in this, and I have links in my highlight, like March links for my Instagram, and then also my Gymshark highlight on my Instagram. So absolutely obsessed with that. The men's mesh shorts. Fire. I sized down to an extra small, so they're even a little bit tighter and not as baggy. I'm oogling over these. They are so cool and just, I don't know, I feel like a baddie. I'm like in the gym, I'm like, hoo, hoo, hoo. Like it's just sick. I love it so much. Also, the Lift seamless shorts and leggings. If you have not gotten these or tried them yet, I highly recommend. I know that these fit a little bit different on everybody's body types because I've heard some things from like other athletes who don't like them, but I feel like most people love these. The shorts and leggings are giving you the utmost dumpy pumpy on the entire planet, and they are my go-to shorts, so those also check out. The Elevate Twist Bra, low support, definitely for like Pilates yoga, smaller chested girlies, but it is so feminine, adorable, dainty. It just is stunning. I love the Elevate Twist Bra, and they have a ton of colorways that are out. A beautiful blue, I know a green. I just shared about those as well. And last but not least is a one-shoulder bra. Again, Gymshark has popped off with the new bras. I remember in the Lift Manchester event, I was like, I need to talk to the products team because y'all need to step up your game on bras, and they have delivered. They have a one-shoulder bra, which is kind of what we used to do with the bandeau. Like you'd flip the strap to the other side. It's like that, but it actually looks so freaking good and gorgeous. So you have one shoulder completely free and then like a double strap that's really cute on the other side. It comes in a bunch of colorways, also phenomenal and great support as well. So those are my favorites for workouts, kind of gym vibes. Now we're going to move into self-care. And for this, I kind of created a list, but there's one specific thing I wanted to talk about and give a little bit of like disclosure once we get there. Self-care, again, reading. I've just loved having the company. Reading, having an audiobook helps me clean, helps me just escape into like a fun world and think about something else other than work or like when I just want time to unwind. Like we all need a little bit of time to unwind. That's my favorite way to do is read. Skincare, you guys know I've been obsessed with skincare. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the beauty section. Taking time to get ready is such an act of self-love for me because it's something I have not prioritized for years. But telling myself that it is worth it to take 10 to 20 minutes out of my day to get ready, I feel better, I'm more productive. That's a huge just moment of self-care and self-love for me that I'm worth it. I deserve to take up 10 to 15 minutes of getting ready. And I found things that I've loved. I'll talk about those in beauty, like heatless curls and stuff, but skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you into the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere. And it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to oseamalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Another way of self-care is following through what I say I'm going to do and completing it. And lastly is not procrastinating, which has been huge. I feel like I've talked a little bit about disclaimer, I'm going to talk a little bit about anxiety and depression. I feel like I've talked a lot about anxiety, and before I've talked about kind of having crippling anxiety of not being able to complete tasks or do what I want to do because I just am too anxious or I have too much going on my plate or I've just mentally been struggling. I have been really struggling mentally. Obviously, last year did not go at all as planned. There was so many hardships and I had to overcome a lot of things. And I think having a lot of loss and everything triggered a lot of pre-existing feelings I had with anxiety and depression. And it got to a point where I knew I needed help. I had been talking to a lot of family and friends and they were very kind and just listening to me and not pressuring me that I need to, take medication, but just listening and saying it's an option if you ever feel like that's what you need, talk to your doctor, talk about therapy, talk about, certain things that could help you. And finally, it really just got to a point where I was able to reach out for help and it was the best thing I've ever done. I'm going to talk about this because this is my experience and I don't know if you are also struggling with this. Hopefully this isn't too triggering, but I felt like if I ever talked to my doctor about my anxiety or depression, I wouldn't be believed because it's a mental stipulation. Physically I'm fine or what people see on the outside might be fine, but inside I am not doing well and I knew that. And I could freely admit that I wasn't doing well, but to ask for help and just hoping somebody would believe me that I am struggling with these things, I don't know. That was the hurdle for me. I was I feel like I'm making this up. I should just keep pushing through. I've had a couple bad days, but tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be better. Just keep saying hold on, push on. I can get through this. I don't need help. I can do this by myself. And ultimately realizing I do need help, accepting that, reaching out. And it's been the best thing I could have ever possibly have done. I feel like a new person. My anxiety is so under wraps. I feel like I just feel so much happier. I have such clarity in my thoughts, in my work, in every aspect of my life. I just feel like I can handle things when before I just felt crippled. I felt that I couldn't do what I needed to every day. I felt trapped. I felt sad for no reason. The list goes on and on, and I just am sharing this to let you know, one, if you are struggling with these feelings, it's okay to talk about them. It's okay to seek for help. You should try to find help if you are really struggling with that. You don't need to be embarrassed. You're not making it up. I don't know why that's the stipulation I had. I just feel like in some generations, it's you just need to push through and be happy. You're so soft these days. And I feel like some of the older generations say things like that that's gotten in my head of am I really making this up? But having talked to so many people, that really helped me be able to come to this decision on my own. There's no pressure or anything. I'm just opening up that conversation. If that's something that you've been thinking about or that you want to take steps to help better your mental health, feel free to talk to somebody, anybody about it. It's much better than bottling it up and not talking to anybody. You matter, and it really is an illness, and it's going to be okay. And I just wanted to share that. It's so hard because I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm not trying to persuade you to do anything, but I just want to let you know that it is okay. And I just wish somebody, like, that's what I needed to hear from my friends, is it's okay if you need to reach out for help. Take your mental health seriously and take care of yourself with whatever that is. Lastly, I'm going to end with beauty, because this is something that just makes me feel so happy and feminine and womanhood and girlhood. And there are so many products that I love, and I'm going to start with Heatless Curls. This is a great way for me to feel so ready and pretty for the day, is if I just sleep in Heatless Curls. That way my hair is already done. I just have to do a quick makeup. And again, getting ready for the day, taking that self-care is a huge thing for me personally. Another one is going to be Paula's Choice Liquid Exfoliant. I love this product. I always will, like, cleanse my skin. I use Dermalogica, the Microfoliant, and then I've been loving the Paula's Choice Exfoliate Liquid Exfoliant. That's been fantastic. I also love Summer Fridays CC Cream. That is my other absolute go-to. Drunk Elephant's Green Collagen Peptides, love that moisturizer. And Laneige's Water Bank Moisturizer is the best. And their moisturizer and toner, cannot live without either of those. I also got a new PR package from a company that now I know I can't live without. Josie Maran, I think is how you pronounce it. It is like body oil and body cream. My skin has never been softer. I am not kidding. This is not an advertisement. I've not been paid anything, but I am now a true fan, and I will never leave this company. They have my money. They have me in a chokehold right now. First of all, their bags come in like reusable. So they'll send you like bags and you just fill up your own glass jar that they sent you. Absolutely love that. The smells are amazing. I'm using Topless Tangerine right now, and I cannot get over it. My skin has never been A, so hydrated, and B, so soft in my entire life. I'm like, wow, girl, I'm feeling so confident. I love it. I do my little body scrub in the shower, and then I'll put on the cream after. And the like body cream isn't super thick and like gluggy. It feels so smooth and lightweight and just is beautiful and smells absolutely divine. The last thing about beauty is self-tanner. I feel like a lot of you ask about my self-tanner. I use Loving Tan. I've also used Coco and Eve. Love both of them. I always use a tanning mitt, and I do not tan my face. But I do use the Too Faced bronzer. I love that product. So that is going to end today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening and just being here. I hope you're doing good, and if you're going through a really hard time, hang in there, hold on. Spring is just around the corner. I cannot wait to be outside and for this next chapter and to take you all along for the ride. Like, this is just going to be so incredible, and I'm feeling so much better. I'm feeling like myself again. And thank you for just being so patient and supportive throughout my life and this journey of how insane and how much has been going on as I've been trying to continuously show up and be me. And it just feels good to be able to be me again. And I feel like maybe you can even tell that I'm just doing a lot better. I love you guys so much. I really, really do. I hope if you're local, we can see you April 13th before we leave the state of Michigan. So big hugs. Have the best week. If you haven't already, you can rate and review this podcast. And I will talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and games.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Games, family, bye. Make sure to call this.
Bye. Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.